Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment of Halachos of Mezuzah. A very common question that arises when talking about mezuzah is how frequently does one need to check the mezuzahs? You get a wide range of answers about this. Let's start with the halachic obligation. We have a mitzvah to have a mezuzah on our doorpost. It obviously is reasonable to assume that if it was kosher when we put the mezuzah up, that it still is kosher. The halachic obligation to check the mezuzah is if something transpired which gives us reason to believe that the integrity of the mezuzah might have been compromised. So chas v'shalom, let's say there was a flood in a house and the water level reached a very high level and the mezuzah was exposed to the water of the flood, heaven forbid. Perhaps if a house had a very extreme level of temperature for an extended period of time, maybe that would be an issue. I don't think so, but I don't know. The most obvious example is some type of flooding. So if something happened to that effect, then one would be halachically obligated to check one's mezuzah. Everything besides that is very nice and not an obligation. The most famous thing cited in halacha that probably many listeners are aware of is there's an idea of checking one's mezuzahs twice every 7 years. There are those who have the practice of checking their mezuzah annually. That is a real thing. That's not it's not crazy. But the most common thing is twice every 7 years. It is interesting. It's also cited in halacha that the nature of that the conduct of checking mezuzos in public places, let's say example for a shul, a base medrash, or something of that sort, would be twice every 49, every yovel, every 50 years. That's obviously a much larger range. The nature of the obligation in a public place is very different than the nature of the obligation in one's private home. There's one more thing. It's common practice to check it to the extent that one is checking, whether one does it annually, whether one does it twice every 7 years. Common practice is to check during the days of Elul. Elul is a time of introspection. Elul is a time that we try to make sure we're serving God in all the appropriate ways. And as we'll discuss later on in this series, the mezuzah, besides being a mitzvah, is very much about our bond and connection with God. And therefore, it would seem to make sense to check the mezuzah during Elul. Okay. Going on to a new topic, which will definitely flow into tomorrow also, or next week, is the question of who's obligated to put up a mezuzah in the first place in a rental situation. You have a Jew who owns a rental property, and you have another Jew moving in. There are no mezuzahs currently up, which we'll talk about also later in the series, why that would or wouldn't happen. Who has to put up the mezuzah? You could certainly hear the argument that the renter says to the landlord, it's your house, you put up the mezuzah, or not. So it's very interesting. The Gemara comes out that the obligation of mezuzah, because the mezuzah is considered to be a shmira, is considered to be a protection, the greater obligation of mezuzah is on the person living there. And therefore, if a person is a renter, if there's not a mezuzah up, even if the landlord is Jewish, the renter has the obligation to put up the mezuzah. Once a person leaves, he might not be able to take down his mezuzahs. As I said, we'll discuss that a little bit further. So let's go on to the next point. So you have a renter living in a place, and they had mezuzahs up. They're the renter's mezuzahs, and now the renter decides to go on to bigger and better things. May the renter take the mezuzahs with him? So here there's a very famous halacha that if there's a Jew moving in, one is not supposed to leave the mezuzahs. One is not supposed to take the mezuzahs with. Rather, one is supposed to leave the mezuzahs for the Jew moving in. There are two famous explanations given for why this is so. One is that the mezuzahs provide a shmira, a protection, on the person living there. So how in the world could I be justified in leaving this home and not leaving the protection for my brother, my sister coming in after me? That's one obligation. That's one explanation. The other way of looking at it is I wouldn't want to be any cause for my brother or sister to sin. So here it is. I had mezuzahs up. I'm leaving. I know there's a Jew coming in. If I leave the mezuzahs there, I know they're taken care of. if I take the mezuzahs with me, maybe they'll be lax in putting up mezuzahs. So that would mean that indirectly, I'd have a role in the inappropriate conduct of another Jew. So therefore, that might be why we leave the mezuzahs up. We'll discuss this more next week. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.